Listen to an audio version of this post. Summary: K-12 software adoption requires more than installing a new tool. You need to clearly communicate by leading with the problem it will solve, get buy-in from the staff members who will use it, and provide ongoing support. In this guide, explore rollout strategies that will help you create sustainable usage and a successful adoption. Almost every district rolls out new software at some point, hoping staff will use it and the money invested won't go to waste. Getting a platform installed, though, is not the same thing as adoption. While a district-wide implementation is a technical challenge, it is actually more of a people challenge. In this guide, we'll explore how to move beyond the technical part of installation into K-12 software adoption. We'll look at the ways software rollouts impact stakeholders and why rollouts require sustainable buy-in. The goal is for your district-wide rollout to become a success long after the software goes live. An EdTech rollout is a change management project. Software rollouts are about 10% technical and 90% human psychology. District Tech Admin. Introducing new software to staff members usually creates questions. They might wonder if the software will replace another tool, if it will create more work for them, and if they'll be supported after implementation. Having the software set up and configured doesn't mean that staff members are making the best use of it or even using it at all. You can do everything right from a technical standpoint, such as creating the accounts, making sure the integrations work, and making sure that the software is ready. Maybe you even have a kickoff training session. But if they don't truly understand the purpose and the problem the software solves, the rollout won't end up being successful. Many rollouts fail because staff don't know why the change is happening, or they may be opposed to the change completely. Some may push back because they weren't involved in the decision-making process. Others may not get enough support to use the tool confidently once it does go live. Plus, sometimes there are just too many initiatives happening at once, making it difficult to sustain a new tool's adoption. True EdTech implementation in schools means that the tool is being used consistently, appropriately, and with enough confidence that it becomes part of staff members' workflow. You don't want your investment to end up being one more thing that just sits unused. Why rollout stall? Unclear purpose, weak communication, limited stakeholder input, one and done training, too many initiatives at once, no support after launch. K-12 software adoption isn't just about managing a platform. It's more so about managing a behavior change. As humans, we can get pretty stuck in our ways. When we ask people to learn something new, trust a different process, or give up an old habit while still handling the daily demands of school life, it can be a lot. It's understandable then why some educators are resistant to that change. The buy-in blueprint, real buy-in, is not something that you can demand. It's something that you have to build, and it gets built in a few predictable ways. District Tech Admin Step 1, clarify the problem. Staff members need to know what issue the tool is meant to solve. And if there isn't a problem to solve, challenge yourself to decide if it really is necessary. Step 2. Explain the benefit in concrete terms. You don't need to get too specific at this point, but communicate the benefits in terms of how it will help your staff members. This will help them start to see how a change could be better in the long run. Step 3. Involve the right voices. The rollout should be informed and not imposed. You don't have to be an expert. It's helpful to have the input of staff members with the most influence so that you can stand as a united front. If you have always been the one to suggest the software solutions, consider making district technology planning a group effort going forward. Step 4. Equip people appropriately. Equip people well with role-specific support. Educators won't need the same support as a building administrator. A school counselor might have different needs than a building administrator, even if they're working in that same school office. Step 5. Celebrate early wins. By celebrating early wins, you show the progress that's happening in your district. Find those champions who are using the tool frequently and ask them to share with other staff members what they are doing. If these champions are able to show others some tips and tricks they find handy, it could get others more excited as well. Step 6. Support consistently. After launch is when confidence either grows or fades. Support can come in the form of checking in, sending out resources on a regular basis, or even scheduling some training sessions for those that might need some extra support. This is also a great way for your champions to help. Lead with the problem, communicate with staff members. One of the fastest ways to lose people in a rollout is to lead with the platform instead of the problem. If the first message that staff hear is about features, settings, dashboards, and terminology, you may already be making this rollout feel more abstract than it needs to be at that phase. People don't adopt a tool because of the feature list, even if it's super impressive. They adopt tools when they understand the problem it solves. Maybe the problem is that students aren't taking their learning seriously when they're on their devices during instruction. Maybe it's student safety when the student leaves the classroom. Whatever it is, that problem has to be named clearly and repeatedly, because if the district doesn't define the why, people will fill in the blanks themselves. Communicate with staff members. The problem that's being solved, why now? Tailor the why for different audiences. Another important part of technology adoption in education is recognizing that everyone involved experiences the same rollout through a different lens. One generic rollout message is rarely enough for a full district-wide implementation. By thinking about the lens of each one of those stakeholders in advance, you are able to communicate to them why this will be a solution that benefits everyone. Administrators, including superintendents and principals, might think about product usage or how easily they can pull the necessary data for reporting. Learners often care about whether the system feels fair or clear. It's just as crucial for them to understand the reason behind software adoption, especially when it comes to browser monitoring and web filtering. Let them know their school is implementing a new tool and the ways it will affect them. Families might want to know how the tool will affect communication notification systems or safety. While the overall message will stay aligned regardless of the audience, the wording should be adapted to what each group's experience. Tactical do's and don'ts for your software rollout. Do start with a clear problem statement, communicate early and often use school-level champions, make training role specific, create feedback loops, plan for support after go. Live didn't confuse login activity with adoption launch. Too many changes at once. Rely on one-time professional development. Ignore resistance. Skip leadership alignment. Disappear after launch day. What a successful HIPARA Hall Pass rollout looks like. HIPARA Hall Pass is HIPARA's newest product. We're very excited about our digital hall pass solution, and it's being piloted right now in numerous schools and districts across the U.S. Whether you already use HIPARA Classroom Management or you want to use Hall Pass as a standalone product, we can apply effective implementation strategies. Educators, learners, and administrators use Hall Pass, and while the software is simple to use, it does impact the daily routines of each of these stakeholders. A Hall Pass rollout isn't just about whether the software works. It's about whether the people using it understand the purpose, trust the process, and apply it consistently. When digital Hall Pass discussions begin, the first question should be, what problem are we trying to solve? Some of those answers might be student safety, better visibility, more consistent procedures, less hallway misuse, or even stronger student accountability. The answer that applies to your district needs to be clearly communicated to each of your stakeholders and their role. Training should also be tailored by role. Luckily, HIPARA ensures you successfully onboard Hall Pass each step of the way. As a tech admin, you'll meet with the HIPARA implementation team for a step-by-step setup call. On that call, you'll learn how to give permission to the various roles of your users, how to configure Hall Pass, and how to enable it. Then the HIPARA engagement team will give building leaders instructions, best practices, and an overview of Hall Pass analytics. HIPARA also offers virtual educator training to support you with a successful launch. Educators will learn how to create and approve passes and have discussions about best practices. Lastly, we recommend you monitor the first rollout stage closely and ask for feedback. This lets your staff know that their feedback is appreciated and is used to make changes if needed. Beyond the install, remember, software rollouts are people projects, not just technical projects. Buy-in is built through clarity, trust, support, and relevance. Also, keep an open mind when receiving feedback from staff members. Resistance is not always a roadblock, and gathering this important information allows you to make more informed decisions moving forward. Your finish line isn't when the software goes live. It's just the start. The strongest implementations are not always the fastest ones, so take your time to ensure they become sustainable long-term. Frequently asked questions, FAQ. What does successful K-12 software adoption look like? Successful K-12 software adoption goes beyond installation and a single training session. It means educators are using the tool consistently and with enough confidence that it becomes part of their workflow. Why do school software rollouts fail? Most rollouts fail for people reasons rather than technical issues. Common causes include unclear communication, lack of staff input before rollout, one-time training with no follow-up support, and launching too many initiatives at once. What are the most effective EdTech rollout strategies? The most effective EdTech rollout strategies start by clearly defining the problem it will solve, involving your stakeholders early, providing role-specific training, and offering ongoing support. Building buy-in before your software rollout also makes a difference in adoption. How do you get teacher buy-in for new software? Start by explaining the problem the tool solves instead of focusing just on its features. Involve educators early on in the process. Also use school-level champions to get staff members excited. Plus, make sure support and training continues after your kickoff session. Discover a better way to manage the digital classroom. We've created an essential guide for school leaders to help manage digital learning environments. Download our free ebook.